I am a lich, an undead sorceress. Formerly a human woman, I gave up my life in exchange for undeath, infusing myself with monster energy to sustain my animated body. I'm immensely powerful with magic, using it to sustain myself for eternity. It maintains my gorgeous appearance and allows me to pursue unlimited knowledge through magical science experiments. Recently, however, I've hit a wall in my research. The experiments and rituals I want to perform are simply too energy intensive for me to handle on my own. To address this, I've decided that it's time to acquire a new power source. A man, in other words. After extensive research into a human that struck my fancy, I magically knocked him unconscious and teleported him back to my secluded laboratory. If you haven't guessed by now, that's you. And I can't wait to get started. Ah, you're waking up. Interesting. The spell is wearing off quicker than I anticipated. You have more magical tolerance than I expected. Yes, hello there, human. Welcome to my laboratory. Let me preface by explaining that while you are strapped to a table after waking up in an unknown environment, you are not in danger in any way. Please do your best to remain calm. I see that you have many questions, but please, one at a time. Who am I? A respectable starting point, but perhaps the better question is, what am I? Well, while I may look human, I assure you that I'm entirely monster. I am a lich, formerly a human woman, now an undead sorceress and scientist, at your service. And why have I kidnapped you? I'm not sure if kidnapping is the word that I would use. You see, I sympathize with your situation, but science requires sacrifices, and you are that sacrifice. Oh, no, nothing so grim as that. I appreciate you being so calm about this. Let me explain. My latest research endeavors have hit a wall, for I simply do not possess enough magical power to perform the necessary rituals and spells on my own. And since I rather detest the idea of joining a mage's guild, I require an additional source of power. In other words, you. Indeed, no doubt you are already aware that monsters like myself universally crave human semen as a supreme delicacy. But were you aware that there were some species, like the undead, that can quite literally use it as a power source? Put simply, I desire a mutually beneficial relationship with you. You may not leave this tower, but I doubt you will want to. I will take care of all of your needs. Food, water, reading material. I can easily supply anything you ask for. You will be very comfortable here, far more comfortable than living alone and working a job that you hate. And in return, you will become my test subject and power source, and you will give me your semen whenever I desire it. Are these terms acceptable? A wise decision. I knew I was right to choose you. I think you'll come to greatly enjoy your life here. That growing bulge in your pants seems to indicate that you are excited by the prospect of becoming my power source. That is reassuring. Excellent. Shall we get started right away? Yes, as am I. I am quite eager to begin our first experiment. Well then, I would like to examine your body in greater detail. Let's begin by removing those clothes of yours. Done in an instant. Doesn't it feel better to be naked, human? I find that there is little purpose for clothing in the privacy of my own dwelling. Then again, I suppose you have to adapt to the ambient temperature. Oh, your body is quite warm to the touch. But I suppose I should have expected that, shouldn't I? Are my fingers cold, human? Not too cold, I hope. It is in both of our best interests to keep you as comfortable as possible, for it will make your sperm all the more potent. Fascinating. The texture of your muscles is really quite something. They are so smooth, but rough at the same time. Let me trace my fingers up to your neck, running along the contours of your body. Are you ticklish, human? Perhaps we can explore that at a later time. Your body is very well designed, human. You fit my tastes quite nicely. But I expect that you want me to turn my attentions further down your body, yes? Very well. Let's move on, shall we? Fascinating. Observing your penis is triggering something within my own monster instincts. Finding it unnaturally difficult to look away from it. I find the way that it twitches oddly adorable. I must say, human, your penis has an impressive size, especially considering that you are not yet fully aroused. Would you like me to correct that? Good. Then I will begin to stroke you. There we are. Does that feel good? I think it must, because I already feel you beginning to stiffen in my hand. This is fascinating to watch, I must admit. Watching your penis grow harder and swell even larger is captivating. And your face is wearing quite the pleasing expression as well. This is good progress, but I want you to reach your full size. Shall I adjust my vocabulary for you? I've heard that intentionally using crude language can be sexually arousing to humans. Human, your cock is very nice and large. I wish for it to grow bigger and harder so that I might consume your sperm. No, that wasn't quite right, was it? My apologies. It seems I should have brushed up on my diction. Can you offer any suggestions on this matter? I see. Fuck. Tits. Cunt. Yes, those words do have a nice ring to them. I will adjust my speech to your preferences. You see? We're already making progress, and your cock is fully hard now. You feel very nice in my hand, by the way. Do my soft hands feel nice? squeezing and massaging your big fucking dick. That was pretty fun to say. I see what you meant now. You'd like me to use my breasts, I mean my tits, on your cock? As you wish. Let me simply adjust my posture and... There we go. Now your dick is buried between my big tits. Does it feel good receiving a tit fuck? Oh, I think it does. That was quite the moan you just released. I quite like the sound of it. Will you do it again? How do my tits feel wrapped around your dick? I think that their cool softness is a very appealing contrast with your very hot and hard dick. Yes, this is nice. I could grow to quite enjoy pleasuring you in this way. But this is very odd. There's a very curious warmth spreading inside of me, and I can't quite identify it. Is this simply my own sexual arousal? It seems different somehow. Although it seems to grow stronger whenever you moan for me. This is so wonderfully bizarre. I had not expected this process to be so intellectually stimulating. I don't know why having your dick in between my tits is making me react this way, but I'm very glad that it does. This is incredibly pleasurable. Are you getting close to coming, human? I very much want to see your dick spurt for me. Will you do that for me? Will you come in between my tits? Go on. Cover my tits with your sperm. And show me what your face looks like when you come. Come on. Give me your semen. Show me your power. Come for me. Yes. That's it. Come on. Spurt yourself between my tits. Come for me. Come for me. That's perfect. Perfect, yes. Oh. you look very handsome when you come. And you came so very much for me. Thank you. This is a very usable quantity. Just looking at your cum on my tits, I can see the power practically radiating at me. I feel so warm, so full of life. I love these sensations. I think I should consume the power in your essence directly. What? What is this flavor? It's so rich, so piquant, so tasty. I knew it would be strong, but this... More. I need the rest. Oh. Oh, this is divine. You come. It's so incredible. Oh, I can feel your power spreading through me. It's so warm, so... Oh, it was the greatest. I've never ever been blown away by expected results so spectacularly. Gods, I feel like I just drank 100 mana potions. The energy in your sperm was amazingly potent. It makes me feel so strong. I'll be able to tackle any of those rituals with ease now. How did I ever live without this? Ah. I can feel you beginning to soften in between my tits. No. No. I will not allow you to soften. I forbid it. I wasn't planning on immediately starting a second experiment, but... I need more of your cum. You need a few minutes to recover, you say? No, you don't. How about that? It's your turn to feel my power inside you. Feel that lovely warmth spreading through you, making you hot, needy, and ready to go again. I'm very hungry for more of your essence, so I cast a little lust spell to help recharge your stamina. Your cock is already getting hard, darling. So deliciously hard. Wait, did I just call you darling? Fascinating. I wasn't even aware of that. You've noticed how much more expressive I've become, yes? That's the power your semen has over an undead, darling. It makes me feel so... alive. I want you... I want to fuck you. But let me remove the straps binding you. I want you to be a more active participant this time. Immediately pulling me down onto you. This feels so right, doesn't it? Our compatibility is astonishing. Yes, you're right. It's time. My cunt is dripping with anticipation. I can't remember the last time I was this aroused. Even when I was alive, I don't think I ever wanted sex this badly. Here we go, darling. Watch your cock disappear into my pussy. This is... Even bigger. Even harder. I can feel you so far inside me. I feel you so warm, so strong. This is so... Fuck. Oh. Please, will you touch me? Rub your hands along me. I just want to feel more of you. I want to feel more alive. Yes. Pinch my nipples, play with my breasts. Please. This feels... Oh, I can't even find the word. Not even my strongest lust spell could match this. I had no idea it was even possible to experience this much pleasure. Is this good for you? My cunt is a lot warmer than the rest of me, isn't it? Being a lich gives me a lot of control over my body, so I can adjust my body to be perfect for you. Oh, be as tight and as warm as you want. Oh, fuck yes. This is what we should have done from the start. The sound of our flesh slapping together, so deliciously sinful. Is this a nice view for you? Do you like playing with my tits as I ride you? Watching them bounce and jiggle. This is only for you. No one else. Do you want me to milk you dry, darling? Because I really want to feel you come inside of me. Yes, yes. You're going to come in me. And I'm going to feed on your sperm, and then I'll use that power to cast another lust spell on you. An even stronger one. And we'll do it all again. And again. And let's fucking come. Again and again until we're both satisfied. fuck yes. Thrust back into me. I want to know that you love this too. Are you close? So sensitive. I can't hold on for much longer. And please, can we come together? I want to quiver on your dick as you spurt inside me, as deep inside as you come. Yes. Please, come on. Let's go together. Yes. I'm going to. I feel it. So much life inside me. Fuck, it's so warm. I can't. I don't. I guess I don't really need words for that, do I? You already know how I felt. I've never experienced such joy. Thank you for giving me this feeling. I think I may be in love with you. I wish to modify my earlier offer. I do not want you to merely be my source of power. Instead, I must insist that you become my research assistant, my husband. As you already agreed, I'm afraid these updated terms are non-negotiable. I'm glad that you feel the same way. Let's do our best to uncover all sorts of wonders and mysteries together. Now then, get ready for an even stronger lust spell, husband. Because I'm far from satisfied.